New data shows significant COVID-19 impact on the bison marketplace. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.
Just like cattle, all bison are raised on pasture for a good portion of their life.
That's Jim Matheson, Assistant Director of the National Bison Association. But unlike cattle, bison were among the agricultural products excluded from the USDA's first round of the USDA's Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. The agency said that insufficient market information existed to demonstrate that bison producers had suffered at least a 5% drop in price and income from the period between mid-January and mid-April. However, producers excluded from the first round of assistance had to submit information documenting losses exceeding 5%. USDA uses that information to determine which agricultural commodities are eligible for an additional $637 million in assistance. Based on information compiled from a series of surveys conducted by the Bison Association, prices for live bison, weighing between 400 to 800 pounds, dropped 37% for bulls and 25% for heifers in the period between mid-January and mid-April. Producers indicated that feeding costs have increased by 12% per animal per day during that same period. I hope you found this program both informative and useful. I'm David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West.